ராமாய ராமபத்ராய ராமச்சந்திராய வீதசி ரகுநாதாய நாதாய சீதாய பதியே நமஹ. அயோத்திகாண்ட் சாப்டர் நம்பர் 35. சுமந்திரா ரிப்ரோச்சஸ் கைகி. The recitation starts now. Sighing hot and fierce, Sumantra shook his head in quick impatience. He dashed his palms together in wild wrath. He gnashed his teeth. His eyes shot fire. Unspeakable grief banished the color from his face. Well he knew that Kaikeyi had lost the love of Dashrath, every atom of it. He shot his fiery arrows of censure and reproach at her heart and laid bare her wickedness and wiles. Cruel woman and heartless, His Majesty Dashrath here is the lord of this broad earth and its countless millions. Your lord is he, and besides, the husband that clasped your hand in holy wedlock. Him you have slighted and deserted. There is no saying what atrocity you will not commit. You have foully murdered your husband, and it goes without saying that it is only a question of time with you to do to death every member of your doomed race. His Majesty King Dashrath is no ordinary mortal, no common king. Easier to vanquish Indra, the lord of the celestials, a lighter task to shake the Himalaya to the very roots, a more hopeful enterprise to disturb the mighty ocean to its very depths. Yet your fiendish arts, your cruel words and crueler deeds wring the heart of that peerless Emperor Dashrath. Nay, this reason alone is more than enough. He is the brightest jewel in the diadem of the Ikshvaku line. He is a hero of heroes. He is a lord and protector. Your atrocious boons he has granted them without a murmur, without a pang of regret. Let be. Is he not the husband that grasped your hands in the solemn promise in the presence of the god of fire? Your sins and your virtues lie on him, and he is accountable for them all. Seek not to slight such a one, for it will exterminate you too, root and branch. A good wife and true may put away her sons, but it is a heinous sin to stray from the footsteps of a husband on the path of dharma. Verily, millions of sons count for nothing with a woman before her husband. It is a tradition in the royal line of the Ikshvaku that the eldest son sits on the throne of his father. But you seek to violate that royal usage and custom given during the life of his majesty? Well, let your son rule over this broad realm. Let him please himself with the semblance and power of a king, and we will follow Rama wherever he goes. It is a very fair and charitable inference from your rapid and successful progress on the path of wickedness that no brahmanas, no good men or great will ever darken your kingdom even for a moment. It is an inconceivable wonder to me that this too patient earth does not cleave in twain and whelm you in the lowest depths of the nether worlds, you the foul perpetrator of many an unspeakable horror. It passes my comprehension to think that Vasishtha and the other Brahmarishis of boundless might do not consume you to ashes with the words of power more fatal than the blazing rod of death. Your hellish obstinacy to drive Rama to the dreary forests deserve that and far more. What a marvel of intelligence must he be who uproots a fragrant mango tree, bowed down with luscious fruits, and grows with infinite care and trouble the bitter margosa tree, enriching it with rare manure and watering it with sweet milk. What a marvel of intelligence and wisdom is our monarch Dashrath, who exerts the dreary forest all unjustly. Ramabhadra, his eldest son, the very fountain of every virtue and excellence, and takes infinite pains to win a smile from your wicked self. A fool I am to accuse you, as well expect a margosa to drop honey. The daughter takes after the mother. You but inherit what your mother had and no more, her doubtful virtues, her confirmed vices. It is an open secret that she that bore you is a monster of wickedness. In the days of old, a Gandharva instructed your father in the knowledge of the language of birds, beasts, and insects. Their hearts were an open book to him. One night he was reclining on his couch and happened to listen to the talk of the ants that were marching on the floor below. It was so funny that he laughed aloud and long. Your mother, who was by his side, took it that he was laughing at her expense and turned upon him in fury. Sir, what provoked you to laugh now? Let me have the bare truth and nothing else. It will give me great pleasure to oblige you, replied the king, but unfortunately I will be a corpse the next moment. I hold the secret on that condition. I care a straw, rejoined your mother, for you, die or live, it is all one to me. But you shall tell me what provoked you to laugh at me. The Kekia king was in a fix. He hastened to the Gandharva that taught him the secret and asked his advice on the matter. You are but a donkey, said the friend, to concern yourself for her. Let her die or drown or burn or blow herself to atoms. Never yield to her obstinacy and draw down evil and misfortune upon yourself. Then a heavy weight was lifted from his heart. He gave your mother such chastisement as she would never forget and drove her away from his kingdom. And his life since has been one unalloyed peace and happiness. You but tread in the footsteps of your wicked and infamous mother and hound on your poor husband and king to stain his hands with heinous crimes. What says the man of wisdom? The girl takes after the mother and the boy after the father. You are but one more proof of the truth of the saying. Cast away your pig-headed obstinacy. Heed well the commands of your lord and husband. Allow the coronation of Rama to proceed. Let your heart go out in sweet compassion to the whole created universe, animate and inanimate. Save them from danger and death. Shut your ears against the whispered counsels of the black-hearted wretches. Do not drive your husband to violate the fair traditions of the noble line of Ikshvaku, and place a crown on the head of the younger while the elder and the lawful heir is unjustly put away. Say not, well, and what of my hard-won boons? King Dasharatha is the soul of virtue. He is the lord of boundless wealth and riches. He is the flower of valor and the heroism. He holds sway over this broad earth and all it contains. If at all he has a weakness, it is but his extreme compassion. And would he plight his word to you and fail to fulfill it? See, he is willing and ready to give you in its place as much as you will have of gold, silver, gems, ornaments, corn, country, servants, retainers, and conveyances. Pray, give leave to place a crown on the brows of Rama even now. He is the firstborn of our emperor. He stands unrivaled in knowledge and skill in the affairs of the state. His character and conduct are faultlessly pure. He practices the dharma of the kshatriyas to overthrow the wicked and exalt the saintly. His watchful care protects all beings even as himself and sees that discomfort, danger does not come near them. He is an ideal hero. Let him receive this kingdom at your hands as a gift of love. Know ye not that dire shame and disgrace will dog your steps for all time if, through you, Rama be torn away from the side of his aged sire and condemned to the dreary exile in the woods? Would the subjects of this realm have over them any other ruler but Rama? If you seek to force their allegiance, you will depopulate the kingdom in a moment. So let not your heart be afflicted with vain longings. Let Rama and no other be our king. If you will have him crowned, Dasharatha will retire to the forests even as his forefathers did before him. Thus did Sumantra speak to Kaikeyi in her husband's presence, now gently, now in harsh and cutting words. He tried every art of persuasion, of eloquence, of censure, of menace, to turn her from her fell purpose. But his exhortations, his taunts, his entreaties were utterly powerless to bring the slightest repentance to her heart. Fierce anger convulsed her features all the more. Her obstinacy was made more obstinate, if possible. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunabde Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.